From NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. Republican voters in Louisiana weigh in on the party's field of presidential hopefuls today. Hopes are high in Rick Santorum's campaign after Mitt Romney crushed opponents in Illinois. NPR's Don Gagne is in Lafayette, Louisiana for the vote. He reports that despite very good weather, so far voter turnout has been low. Speaking to voters there, Gagne has learned that even though their candidate is behind in delegates, Santorum's supporters believe that he can run and win against Barack Obama in November.
They say Romney has not wrapped up the nomination yet. So they're voting for Santorum out of a conviction, and person after person has told me that Santorum is the guy who is better equipped to take on Barack Obama, President Obama, in the fall. That's what I'm hearing over and over. They don't quite want to hear the delegate math just yet.
NPR's Don Gagne reporting from Lafayette, Louisiana. A few hours from now, President Obama will land in Seoul, South Korea for an international summit on nuclear security. NPR's David Shaper has more.
The Seoul Nuclear Security Summit is focused on taking steps to better protect nuclear materials and facilities and preventing them from falling into the wrong hands. Michael O'Hanlon, a senior fellow at the Brookings Institution, says he doubts this summit will produce any kind of historic new doctrine. The goal, he says, is to get about a dozen countries to make specific promises about how they will reduce nuclear danger.
So Obama's going to a summit halfway around the world where he's really sort of playing small ball in a way, but it's absolutely crucial small ball for the safety of the planet.
O'Hanlon says it's also no accident that the summit is being held in South Korea, even though North Korea's nuclear program is not specifically on the summit agenda. David Shaper, NPR News.
The former CEO of the commodities broker MF Global is denying that he directed the misuse of client money before the firm filed for bankruptcy last fall. From member station WNYC, Ilya Meritz reports John Corzine's statements contradict a newly surfaced email from one of his former employees.
The email was obtained by a House committee which has called the staffer Edith O'Brien to testify next week. A snippet from this message seems to say that John Corzine personally directed the withdrawal of $200 million from the accounts of MF Global customers in the firm's final days. Securities laws require that customer money be held separately from other accounts, but more than $1 billion of MF Global clients' cash is still considered missing. Corzine, through an attorney, says he never gave any instruction to misuse customer funds. For NPR News, I'm Ilya Meritz in New York.
The people of Mexico are giving Pope Benedict an emotional welcome. He says he's praying for all in need. This is NPR News. Across the nation, thousands continue to rally to the cause of Trayvon Martin, the Sanford, Florida teenager who died in a scuffle with a neighborhood watch volunteer. That volunteer, George Zimmerman, has acknowledged firing his gun, and his lawyer says it was in self-defense. The black teenager was not armed, and the Justice Department is investigating. Meanwhile, Indiana researchers say they have found that if an individual is holding a gun, in some cases he may have a higher expectation that another person is too. Sean Beter of member station WBOI in Fort Wayne, Indiana, explains.
The study asked subjects to look at multiple photos of people holding everyday objects and identify whether or not there was a gun in the picture. They were asked to do this once while holding a neutral object and again while holding a toy gun. Turns out respondents holding a gun had a significantly higher tendency to perceive guns in the test photos, even if no weapon was present. Purdue psychology professor Jessica Witt says the results are disconcerting. She says most of the time, human perception works just fine.
But then when it doesn't work the way it's supposed to, when it gives us a misperception of the environment, then some horrible things can happen.
The research will appear in an upcoming issue of the Journal of Experimental Psychology, Human Perception and Performance. For NPR News, I'm Sean Beter in Fort Wayne, Indiana.
A large fishing vessel has been spotted adrift in the Pacific off the coast of British Columbia. Authorities say it's from Japan and likely swept away by the tsunami that devastated Japan last year. It's believed no one is on board and there are fears it could pose a navigational hazard. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.